It is the 14th of November. Only one game. Very sad. What a boring day. Tomorrow we have a lot, so we will cover the one game from tonight. We will talk about the 12 games tomorrow on the second night of the, what is it, the NBA Cup? I think that's what we're calling it now. So a lot to talk about for tomorrow. Not much for tonight. This is the Thursday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King, your host, at AdamKing91 on Twitter, at AdamKing91 on Blue Sky. I still don't know whether I need to say the .bsky.social. I don't know whether you can just find me. I'm going to try. Hang on. Still not fully across the search. No, okay, that comes up. Let me just have a look at Titus. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think maybe it's just at Adam King. No, not. Anyway, I'm there. I'm on Blue Sky. It's lots of people jumping on. It's sort of pretty cool, something gimmicky. We are also on YouTube, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere and anywhere you consume your fantasy content. Please like, rate, and subscribe. A couple of questions already. Very good. We will get to those. Only one game, so let's just get that one out of the way. Dallas and Utah. Dallas were without Kyrie Irving, who was a late scratch due to a shoulder, I believe. So Quentin Grimes moved into the starting lineup. We know he's a pretty good player when he gets minutes. This was one of those situations. 15 points, 5 assists, a steal. Pretty good. If you streamed him in, it was a very low-volume day. So if you were able to grab him after the Kyrie news, very good work. Maxi Kleber started for some reason. I guess they're going up against that height in Utah, although they don't have – anyway, they don't have Kessler at the moment, obviously, but still going with Collins and Markkanen. So maybe that's why. Kleber did nothing. No surprise there. Klay Thompson he had 17 points. He had 5 threes. That's really all you can expect from him at this point. Luka, with Kyrie out, had a good game. Free throws, very nice. 7 of 7. That's always something we look at with Luka. He had 37 points. 9 assists, 7 rebounds, a steal. So pretty good despite the loss. Derek Lively, only 17 minutes. He was in a lot of foul trouble. He ended with 5 fouls. 5 points. 2 rebounds. Look, I mean, the 4 blocks and the steal probably salvage this, but this was just really a case of fouls limiting him. Naji Marshall moved back to the bench and had himself a nice game. 19 points, 4 assists, 3 steals. He has some limited value here while PJ Washington is out. Not a lot from Jaden Hardy. He would have wanted a bit more. The 3 steals are good, but only 7 points. We're just monitoring him. We're not adding him at all anywhere. For Utah, John Collins remained starting with Kessler sideline, and Collins had another good game, 28-9. If you want to sell high, now is the time on John Collins. No real word on Kessler in terms of when he'll be back, but I don't think it's long term. So if you do have Collins and you think you can move him, I would be doing that. Lauri Markkanen, 13 points in his 24 minutes, 4 fouls. He's been pretty underwhelming, to be honest. I didn't draft him, not for this reason. I didn't draft him because I was skeptical about what his role would look like down the stretch. I didn't think that his production would be subpar, but it has been a little bit. Filipowski started, played 30 minutes, 14 and 7 with a steal. Yeah, not bad. I don't think I'm adding him. He was a stream today on a low-volume day, but we need to see a bit more there. His role is a little bit up and down. Colin Sexton, serviceable, 16 points, 3 assists, 5 rebounds, a steal. He's doing enough to be rostered. He's still not blowing us away, but he's been okay. And Keontae George, at least hit some shots, 14 points on 5 of 10 shooting, 6 assists and 2 steals. So you take that with him, the way he's been playing. Jordan Clarkson had 20 points off the bench, a nice points streamer. And yes, Gafford has been, a little bit disappointing. The minutes are there. He had 10 points, 2 blocks, 5 rebounds. I guess if you drafted him, you're really just looking for rebounds and blocks and efficiency, and he gave you all three of those to some degree. But it does feel like they're probably going to lean into Lively a little bit more, as we saw down the stretch last year. We could see that again. And yes, Collier is interesting. Not adding him, but he is one of those guys that if the Jazz fall out of contention, which we assume they will, possibly he steps into a bigger role. He had 3 steals and a block here. If you did stream him in because it was such a low volume day, then you're pretty happy with that defensive production. Okay, now we have got a couple of questions, as I said, so let's just jump into those and when we'll look ahead to tomorrow's games. Haven't even read these yet. What do you think of Wendell Carter Jr. and Chris Dunn rest of the season? Would you drop any of these three for one of them, 9-cat-10 team? Okay, let's have a look. So who are we looking at dropping? Tyus Jones, Bilal Coulibaly, or Derek Lively? I wouldn't drop Lively. Because I said I think he will get better slightly as we move forward. Bilal Coulibaly, he's been good. The offense is still, it's been better, but he is a little bit up and down. Tyus Jones, pretty limited offensively. He's giving you assists. Let me just have a look at. I feel like he's not getting the steals that we wanted. Yes, any day. Okay, Tyus Jones. Where are we? Yeah, 0.9 steals, 6.5 assists. He's, so he's like a borderline top 100. It sort of depends what you drafted him for. If you just drafted him for assists and steals, you're probably a little bit disappointed in the steals production, but the assists have been okay. Would I add Chris Dunn or Wendell Carter over any of them? Wendell Carter, no. Chris Dunn, maybe. In a 10 team especially, I think Tyus is probably borderline. If I had to prioritize those three, it's probably Lively, Bilal, then Tyus. So I would consider Chris Dunn for Tyus Jones, because there's a chance even if Chris Dunn doesn't work out, you could probably stream in someone who can get you 6 to 7 assists and a steal, which is all Tyus is doing at the moment. So his ceiling is pretty limited. Chris Dunn, we know if he can play 30 minutes, he could be a top 60 player. He's very good defensively. He's efficient for a guard, gets some rebounds from time to time. So, yeah, I think I wouldn't mind Chris Dunn there over Tyus in a 10 team. And Lamb J-Chop? Should I drop Aaron Gordon, Bogdan Bogdanovic, or Draymond for Saar, 12-team roto game capped? They're pretty different. I think Saar's value is locked into blocks, pretty obviously. Let's bring Saar up. Alex Saar. Sorry, I'm on a late day coffee today. I did a lot of talking at work. I don't like that. Saar is, where are we? 131st. Really, he's only positive category if we look. Turnovers, I don't really want to count them. Rebounds are borderline. The blocks are where all of his value is coming from at the moment. So in terms of across the board value, I would rather all three of those to Saar. But if you need blocks, then I don't know, you could. Draymond isn't too bad for Roto because he does give you assists and defensive stats and rebounds. So Aaron Gordon, a little bit the same. Bogdan is a bit more limited, his points and threes only. Getting closer to a return, it sort of sounds like he's on track. So I would only consider Saar there if you really need blocks. And I do think that Saar is someone who potentially gets better, where I think these are, well, Bogdan's been out, but the other three, they are who they are at this point. Do we think Bain returns tomorrow? What's the word on him? Do we have an update if anyone knows? I didn't see anything when I was doing injuries this morning. Or did I? No, I don't think I did. Hang on. Questionable. Okay. Did I see that? Maybe I did see that. Look, I mean, Memphis do like to – they do like to do the quick upgrade. So it'll go doubtful, questionable, available pretty quick. And usually these long-term injuries when someone is upgraded is a pretty good sign that they are very close. So will he play tomorrow? Potentially, yes. They're probably going to be somewhat cautious with him given the layoff, and it is there are 12 games. So if you've got him in your IR spot, I probably wouldn't activate him tomorrow. I might, even if he is available, I'd probably leave him in there. And I don't know whether they have a back-to-back coming up, but if they do, there's a chance he may sit one of those. So, yeah, look, I think it's probably 50-50 at this stage, but... Oh, so they play Sunday. I can say Friday, Sunday, 3 a.m. Yeah, I would be hesitant to activate him tomorrow, given you probably have more than enough active or players to choose from. I don't know if that's the case. It probably would be in most of my leagues. I haven't looked at my rosters yet. Should I drop D'Lo for Chris Dunn or maybe McBride? For Chris Dunn. Yeah, a lot of Chris Dunn questions, which fair enough. D'Lo's a really tough one. The minutes have been down. He hasn't been playing well, but we know what he can do. He can flip it pretty quickly. He can go from nothing to a lot in a game, and then he can maintain that for a week or two. So I'm just pulling up his box scores here because I know he was... Yeah, I mean, the last game was obviously bad. 20 minutes, 8 points, 2 assists. Prior to that, he'd been double digits in, what, 8 straight games, but not more than 20. He's outside the top 150. I don't know. I think I would consider McBride, although, as I've said, McBride is interesting because one injury and he steps into a 35-minute role. D'Lo, Chris Dunn, I think I'd still probably hold D'Lo, especially if you need points. If you're looking for assists and defense, it would be Dunn. If you're looking for points, threes, and some assists, it would be Russell. So they play point guard, both of them play point guard, but they're pretty different in terms of what they bring fantasy value-wise. McBride, it's one of those situations where, yes, I sort of say hold him because he's one injury away, but what if that one injury doesn't come? Then you've sort of wasted. We saw in that last game, like he's very up and down. He's very inconsistent. The Knicks are going to start getting guys back. So I do think that McBride, his minutes will probably come down slightly. I don't know. I'd probably hold D'Lo here. I'd consider dropping McBride if you're just sort of overweighting, because Chris Dunn, as I said, if he gets 30 minutes and McBride gets 30 minutes, I'd rather Dunn. Already benching Boston, both Dunns and Isaac. It is a bit, I mean, the Grizzlies are notorious for this as well. You get no updates and then they're available. So benching Boston, Dunn, Isaac. Yeah, so if you've got that many guys on your bench, I would probably just leave Bane in that IR spot. Okay, let's have a look at tomorrow's games. There are 12 of them. Let's start up the top. Philly and Orlando. Embiid playing, Paul George playing. Let's see what Jared McCain can do. Still no Tyrese Maxey. He's getting closer. Could be back next week. But McCain has obviously been really good and a lot of questions about him coming in. Let's see what he does alongside Paul George and Joel Embiid. We need Maxi back to get the full look at what his production is like. Certainly still worth rostering. Let's have a look. I'd rather him over Kelly Oubre, put it that way. For the Magic, still no Wendell Carter and Paolo, as we know. Suggs, let's hope that he can start making some shots. He's had a rough game and a half. We keep rolling with Goga. Jonathan Isaac, we're just watching to see if he can play in excess of 20 minutes again. We saw it in the last game, so let's see if it was a one-off. Pistons play the Raptors. For the Pistons, Jaden Ivey is questionable with a toe injury. Tim Hardaway, doubtful, he won't play. Fontecchio, doubtful, probably won't play. So if Ivey is out, who are we looking at? It's probably Ron Holland probably Ron Holland. I think Marcus Sasser probably gets a bump as well, but I'm not really. Again, high-volume day like this, it's going to be pretty hard to stream. So it would have to be a sure thing, and I really don't see them as a sure thing. Malik Beasley, on the other hand, maybe, if he is available and you need points and threes. He's coming off a very good game. He is up and down. We know that. We've seen it throughout his career. But yeah, worth a look there. For the Toronto Raptors, no new injuries. We're still without Barnes. Quickly, we know he came back and is now out for, insert timeline here, could be a week, could be 2 weeks. We will see. But yeah, who are we looking at streaming wise? Probably no one. Davion Mitchell, I guess, if you need assists, that's about all he does. Igbaji should be rostered. Dick should be rostered. Boucher, not for me. Maybe if you want to, but I don't care about him. Miami and the Pacers. For the Heat, most guys are back. Jimmy Butler is out. So we keep rolling with Hayward Highsmith. If you've got him for steals, he's been really good. Jaime Jaquez, a little bit more across the board. And Jovic is in, had that nose septum thing, but he is playing. So could be wearing a mask, I assume. Highsmith is probably the priority there just because he's starting and going to play minutes, followed by Hakez, followed by Jovic. For the Pacers, again, no new injuries. Ben Shepherd, not interested. Mathurin should be rostered. Jarris Walker, if you're desperate for some big man stats, give him a look. He's been okay, but nothing special. Brooklyn play the Knicks. Ben Simmons is off the injury report, so that's thankfully that calf doesn't seem to be a major issue. Dorian Finney-Smith is probable, which probably brings to an end Zaire Williams' run as a relevant player. As for Simmons, I don't know. I mean, I think he's been good based on what we drafted him for. So if you've got Simmons, just keep rolling with him. Assists, rebounds, some steals, field goal percentage. I think he's been okay. For the Knicks, Cat is questionable. Now, that is a big one. If he does miss time, I guess it's got to be Jericho Sims. I wouldn't stream him. Brunson will play, I think. McBride questionable. He's been bothered by this for a while. If McBride's out, if Towns is out, I think Payne might be worth a look. And Sims, again, if you're really desperate, but we've seen in 28 minutes he doesn't do much. He gets some rebounds, so I'm not that excited there. For the next game, the Bulls and the Cavs. For the Bulls, no new injuries. Lonzo still out for a few more games. Dosunmu, slightly deeper leagues, probably 12-team. Tomorrow he could very well be outside your best seven or eight players, so might not be active anyway. For the Cavs, now there was a Cavs question. Okay, is Koloko streamable if Mobley doesn't play? I'll let you bring this one. If Mobley doesn't play, I'm low on options. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I don't know. I don't think so. No, no. We know who Coloco is at this point, and I don't think so. Mobley is probable. Jared Allen is probable. I think they both play. To be honest, Mobley is an illness, so that they can be tricky because they can flare up overnight. So keep an eye on there. But I don't think Coloco tomorrow is worth a look unless I mean. I don't know if Anthony Davis doesn't play, but I'm assuming Anthony Davis will play tomorrow. So Coloco probably won't have much value. If we get word that Davis is out, I don't know, maybe. I just don't know if they can pump good minutes into him yet because he hasn't played for so long. All right, Washington and Atlanta for Washington. Still no Brogdon. Everyone else is healthy. We're rostering all their starters. We're rostering Kyshawn George, probably. We had the sort of down game, and last game was really good. Should be a favorable matchup. Should be fast-paced. Not a lot of defense, so let's see how he looks there. Valanciunas, I think if he's hitting 20 minutes, he's probably worth holding. He was down around 18, 17, and then up at 22 in the last game. So, yeah. Worth holding. He's a good permanent guy. For the Hawks, Trae Young is off the injury report, as is DeAndre Hunter. So situation here to monitor is what does Zachary Risacher look like with DeAndre Hunter back? They may still start Risacher because Hunter has been out for so long. But is this going to be a minute split? Is Hunter going to move back into the starting lineup at some point? I'd be holding Risacher for another game or two. And if Hunter is available, if you just need points, free throw percentage, some threes, I don't know, give him a look. But again, check your roster. It might not be a spot for him tomorrow. Nance has been good lately, but it's not consistent enough for me. Lakers will play the Spurs. For the Lakers, as I said, Anthony Davis probable. I think he probably plays. Hachimura is questionable with his ankle sprain. If he is out, they probably, maybe Max Christie gets a look there in the starting lineup. Connect could come in. It's probably going to be just spread across a few guys. Connect, Vincent, maybe Coloco. They play Anthony Davis at the four a little bit. I think it'll just be a mix, but they are up against a sizable team in the Spurs who have Wemby and Zach Collins, so two tall centers. So, Anthony Davis hopefully will play for the Lakers' sake. For the Spurs, Vassell, we're just watching his minutes. Is he starting? Maybe tomorrow's the day. I don't know. There's no word that he is, but those minutes are creeping up. Production has been pretty good. Stephon Castle, probably tomorrow, not worth rostering. He's very borderline anyway, so I don't think we need to pay too much attention to him. Let's have a look at some questions very quickly. Nico Zhang, 9-cat head-to-head. Kyshawn George worth an ad if I drop O'Neal at this stage, even though Kuzma is back. I'm assuming you mean Royce O'Neal. He's the only O'Neal anyway, isn't he? Who would I rather? I'd rather Kyshawn George. Personally, I know Kuzma is back and I know the Suns are without a few guys, but I think Kyshawn George upside is far higher than O'Neal. We know who O'Neal is. Look, he does give you numbers across the board, but he just can't hit a shot really. And he's not exciting. I'd rather have George. He's a bit more of an unknown. I would go for Kyshawn George there. Could it be a Matt Ryan if they go small? Maybe. I don't know. You really just don't know what they're going to do. Let me just bring this up here. Hang on. If let's wait and see. I mean, if Cat's out, they could go small. Brooklyn aren't afraid to go small. So if Cat's out, Claxton is probably pretty risky tomorrow because they might go with Finney Smith. They might go with more Ben Simmons, Noah Clowney. In which case, yes, look, maybe Matt Ryan would be worth a look if you just need threes. But again, with 12 games, it's a lot. Yes, Tibbs is infuriating because he doesn't if someone's injured, he just gives more minutes to the starters, really. If Cat's out, could they sign Taj Gibson on a one-day contract from Charlotte just to roll him out for 30 minutes? All right, where are we? Denver and the Pelicans. Jokic questionable for personal reasons. I don't know what those personal reasons are. Maybe we have heard, maybe something was on Twitter today and I missed it. But if Jokic is out, that's obviously a massive hole. Do we dust off DeAndre Jordan and get him out there? Dario Saric could play minutes. I'm not sure. I don't think Jokic has missed a game this year, has he? I don't know. Someone might be able to correct me there. But, yeah, it could be Saric. I mean, Saric is sort of a very light version of Jokic. So he can hit threes. He's a decent passer. So maybe they do start Saric. Or maybe they just go really small and bring Westbrook in and shift Peyton Watson up to the center. Julian Strouther could also come in there. So there's some options, I think, for Denver. If Jokic is out, it's not something that they have to deal with very often. It's like slipping Jimmy. Jokic has not missed a game, no. And he usually doesn't until the end of the season. So that's sort of a wait and see. If they're healthy, I'm not really interested in anyone there. Westbrook, I guess, if you're desperate. For the Pelicans, we know we're just rolling with Boston. We're rolling with Misi. Murphy, he's rostered everywhere. Javonte Green's probably the only other one. Jalen Noel, who we've seen put up numbers in the past. If you're just really desperate, you need a flyer, maybe Jalen Noel. The minutes are going to be there because I've got no one healthy. Phoenix play the Thunder. Speaking of Royce O'Neal, as I said, I'm not super interested in him. Ryan Dunn, if you need defensive stats. Nurkic is questionable with his ankle issue that's going on. If we get word early that he is out, Plumlee is the guy you want there. He had, I think he had a double-double in the game that Nurkic missed a couple of days ago. So Plumlee would be the target there. For the Thunder, we know it's pretty clear now there is no target after Chet was ruled out. So we are just rolling with our normal guys. I think Cason Wallace is probably still the preference. For me, he's averaging almost 2 steals a game this year. Whether he's coming off the bench or starting, his minutes have been fairly consistent. So Dort, I'm assuming, is rostered now everywhere. And then if we're looking at beneficiaries from the Chet injury, Caruso, who's out, would be on that list, but he's out, so don't worry. We can drop him. Cason Wallace would be the priority, followed by Joe, probably followed by Wiggins. Joe and Wiggins maybe sort of equal, and then AJ Mitchell. Clippers play the Rockets. For the Clippers, Chris Dunn, we had the questions earlier. We're watching if he starts, tick. If he plays 28 minutes, 30 minutes, tick. Then he's a must-roster player, I think. Derek Jones, he's fine. He's not that exciting, but floor is sort of safe enough. For the Rockets, let's see how many minutes Jabari Smith gets. He played 20, 21 in that last game, was terrible, and we got 35 or 34 of Amen Thompson. So personally, I'd love to see more of Amen Thompson, Tari Eason. Let's just see what that rotation looks like. And almost done. Memphis play the Warriors. For the Grizzlies, as we said, Desmond Bain is questionable. Brandon Clark is questionable. Vince Williams is questionable. So they could potentially get two guys back and Brandon Clark, who has missed a couple of games, which is going to start cutting into the minutes for guys like Scottie Pippen to some degree, but Jalen Wells probably is the biggest loser here if we get some of these guys back. We just have no idea what their rotation is going to look like. Ja Morant's still a little while away. GG Jackson will be back in a month. But, I mean, this Memphis rotation, assuming they can stay healthy, which is probably not a safe assumption, could look completely different. Scottie Pippen might only be at 20 minutes. We might have Jaden Walls only playing 12 minutes. Who knows? So at the moment, I'd keep rolling with Scottie Pippen, Santi Aldama, Marcus Smart, if he was dropped, go and add him. Jalen Wells, look, I'm going to hold him tomorrow. I don't know if he's going to be in my active lineup, but I'll see how he looks. For the Warriors, Melton, we got word of that ACL sprain, which I think is probably at least 2 to 3 weeks. So he can probably be dropped. It's always tough to drop Melton because we know how good he can be, but I think I dropped him. Did I drop him? I think I dropped him and added Chris Dunn, actually, in a 14-team league. So, So I think Melton, probably okay to move on from. And then Trace Jackson-Davis, I don't think we need to be holding him. Kuminga, I'm holding Pajemski. Look, with Melton out, maybe this is his opportunity. If you've been holding him or he's available, give him a look. If he can hit 26 minutes, 27 minutes, maybe there's some value there. Last game of the night, and there are more questions. I'll get to those once we've done this game. Timberwolves and the Kings. For the Wolves, Conley is back in after his rest day, so Nikhil Alexander-Walker can be dropped everywhere. Jaden McDaniels, not interested. Gobert has been pretty average. Hasn't been bad, but hasn't been good. So I'd love to see a good game from him personally. DiVincenzo also very bad in that last game. I think he should be rostered, but yeah, he's pretty, I don't know, he's been average, I think. For the Kings, DeRozan is doubtful. I don't think they're going to push him. So I think he probably sits out, which could see Keon Ellis come back into the starting lineup. He would be worth a look if he's still available, but both he and Huerter probably should be rostered in most leagues at the moment. And then looking at their depth, I mean, there'll be some more minutes to go around, but I'm not really interested in anyone like a Trey Lyles or a Doug McDermott, anything like that. So really not a lot of streaming value there for the Kings. Okay, where are we? Look, Watson at the five, maybe. He can play the five. He's a good rim protector. So we'll see what they do tomorrow. Who would you drop when Hartenstein returns? Mac Attack asks. Who would I drop? Sexton, Duren, Murphy, Keontae George, 10-team, 9-cat. Not Murphy. I don't think I'd drop Murphy. I think he's still easing back in. Duren sort of stands out there as the the difference or the variable in terms of what he offers compared to the others. The others are all points, threes, some assists. Duren is blocks, some blocks, rebounds, field goal percentage. So I guess if you're looking at a straight, like I'm getting Hartenstein, would I just slot him straight into Duren's spot? Then maybe. Duren has been pretty underwhelming, but I'd still be trying to hold him. And then it's Sexton or Keontae George. Both of them have been average in a 10-team league. I think Keontae George probably has the clearer path to minutes moving forward, but Sexton is probably a little bit safer right now. It's a tough one. Keontae George, he's starting, but we've already seen that they took Sexton out of the starting lineup for a while. They had Clarkson in there. They're not afraid to play him 18, 22 minutes, where Keontae George's minutes are locked in. So maybe it's Sexton or Duren if you're just going to do a straight swap and bring Hartenstein in there. I don't want Matt Carmody's question yet. Assuming Jimmy, Utah rotations are annoying. They're one of those teams where there's no incentive. They'll just go with whoever. For me, I think it's probably, as I said, one of those Utah guys, unless it's just a straight swap, I'm going to put Hartenstein in that center spot. Now, Matt Carmody, would you drop Denny for Finney Smith? Ugh. Do you need is there another option? I don't think I would. I don't think Finney Smith has been anything special this year. Denny's been a little bit underwhelming, and with Sharp coming back, has looked even worse. So if neither is an option, I might go for that. if I had to pick one of them, I don't know. Let me have a look. Hang on. As I bring up numbers. Okay, let's have a look. Finney Smith, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Yeah, look, I mean, he gets steals. He does have center eligibility, which is that might be a deciding factor. And his minutes are a bit more consistent. And Avdija is, minutes are down. I don't know. It's probably Finney Smith, just because his role is a little clearer than in Portland. And Slippy Jimmy, yes, I would hold. Yeah, look, I think he will too. I'm trying to stay confident because he is still very young. And I think that there's no reason for them to, well, on the surface, no reason to be not giving him minutes. I know there have been some games where his minutes have been limited, but I think I'd hold Durant, as I said, unless it's a straight swap. What was that question relating to? I don't know. Oh, here we go. Denny's, Denny more upside. He does. Yeah, Denny does have does have better upside. And yes, Matt, tough call. Yeah, I'd probably go Finney Smith, I think. Another question coming in. Marcus Smart versus Ben Simmons. Okay, one has to see it. Reed Sheppard. If that's just a standard kind of league and you have to sit one of those guys, I think it's Reed Sheppard. Van Vliet is playing. Shepard's only playing 12 minutes or something, 15 minutes when they're all healthy. Smart will probably play 25 to 26. Simmons, we know, will play 25. Io will play 27 to 30. Shepard would be the sit there for me. All right. Let me close this screen. Cool. Okay, that will do. A lot of questions. Good. Thank you. I like questions. Now, there won't be a show tomorrow because I have to take my daughter to a concert. The Kid Leroy, apparently he's something. So I have to take her away from where we live, so a three-hour drive, and stay the night. So there won't be a show tomorrow, but there will be a show on Sunday my time, Saturday night games. I don't even know if I'll get anything up on Twitter or Blue Sky tomorrow, but we'll see. I might be able to squeeze something in, although I am, for people that follow me and also follow Matty G, the Insight from Insight Fantasy Sports, I am meeting up with him tomorrow. So that is a bonus. I'm not going to be doing a show, but we'll be meeting up with Matty G for the first time ever in person. So that will be pretty cool. Always nice to meet a fellow fantasy analyst. Anyway, thanks again for the questions. Thank you for tuning in. That will do for today's show. Hang on. Have we got questions? Good luck with it. He is in a quiet taste. I'm not going to the concert, just making that clear. My daughter and her boyfriend will be going, and I will just be going out with Maddie for dinner. So, and look, I'm looking forward to seeing him. That will do. I'm Adam King. This has been the post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.